KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We're being told we can expect no more than stage 2 load shedding during the cold months. Eskom CEO Dan Marukane gave a briefing in Johannesburg earlier on the state of the power utility system ahead of the winter season.
In the extreme case where the unreliability increases, that component may go occasionally stage 5, but we really think that on the basis of what we see, the performance of the fleet, load shedding will stay within stage 2 from a planning perspective. This is on the back of a decrease in terms of the base line unreliability capacity reduction of 1,000 megawatts, which is what we use for our baseline assumptions there.
Meanwhile, the country has gone a month without Eskom implementing load shedding. eThekwini Municipality has assured frustrated Verulam residents that the new Northern Aqueduct will be fully functional by early June. It's hoped it will bring an end to the erratic water supply in areas north of Durban. The city's water department, along with officials from the KZN Legislature Standing Committee on Public Accounts and the COCTA department, met with Verulam Water Crisis Committee members this morning. The community has been told the new Northern Aqueduct will see 1,200 new pipes transporting water directly to areas including Phoenix and Verulam. Acting Deputy Head of Water Operations, Jabulani Maise.
There's not going to be any increase in terms of water that's available. After this, we'll urge consumers to change their behavior so that everyone can have access to water supplies, especially Phoenix area where we've got static tanks that are connected to the system. Because after the commissioning of this aqueduct, there's no new water that the city will have up until 2028, which is the South Coast areas, and then 2032, which is the Upper Mkomazi scheme. Our demand is kept at 1105 megaliters a day for the next 4 years.
DA leader John Steenhuisen says the lack of employment opportunities in South Africa is a man-made problem. He announced the party's new economic policy today ahead of next month's elections. The official opposition believes it has a plan to create 2 million new jobs.
It's all built on getting the right people into government so that those people can make the better choices that South Africans desperately need. It sets out how we're going to improve the ease of doing business, which alone will unlock between 250,000 and 400,000 new jobs. Through making better fiscal choices, we will generate another 250,000 to 500,000 new jobs.
And student protests against Israel's war in Gaza continue to spread across the U.S. with almost 550 arrests at major universities in the past week. The campaigners want the colleges to cut ties with companies helping Israel and in some cases with Israel itself. Some universities have had to call in police to end the demonstrations, which has led to clashes and arrests. The top story, we're being told we can expect no more than stage 2 load shedding during winter. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mphahlele.